It's time for a bit of a health check, Banksy.
Hello.
So we've got Mel on the line from Bellscan Queensland, who we've spoken to before, friend of the show. Good morning, Mel.
Hey, Mel.
Good morning. It's great to be back on the show again.
It's great to have you back, but I have to say your email terrified me. You've been looking at the Australian Cancer Atlas, which was very dutiful of you to let us know.
I love that there's an atlas for
it. Yeah, it is actually.
That's how we roll.
Good and bad. But letting us know about the stats regarding us and preventable bowel cancer deaths across CQ and... we're not tracking so well.
No, in Rockhampton, in fact, it's one of the highest in the state. It's the range Allenstown is 22% above the national average for preventable bowel cancer deaths.
Wow. That's
11% for Mount Morgan. They're above the national rate.
Yeah.
And it goes on and on.
That's Park Avenue, 15%. Rockhampton, 14%. Lakes Creek, 14%. Mount Morgan, 11%. Baldacombe, 10%. Well, the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare, they did it, which is a government agency, they test, and it's mainly about body weight, about diet, and about inactivity.
Lifestyle.
Lifestyle, absolutely. And you should have your BMI, the body mass index should be below 25.
Mm-hmm.
I think about 85% of males in their 50s, 60s kind of hit that target.
I would wonder how many... guys in particular would know their BMI.
They probably wouldn't want to know it, I think.
You can actually look up the BMI calculator online, super easy.
Yeah, it'll give you an idea.
Yeah, you need your height and weight to work that out. But the thing is, Mal, it's not just an old person's disease. We're getting young bowel cancer patients diagnosed in their 20s and 30s from Emerald, Gladstone, Innisfail, Brizzy.
Correct, yeah. It's what's called early onset bowel cancer, which is under 40, is on the rise. If you were born in 1990, you're four times more likely to get colon or bowel cancer than somebody born in 1950.
Wow.
So what we're trying to do is, number one, we're saying people over 50, please use a government test kit because only 42% get returned, which is pretty, otherwise 58% of people don't use it.
And you can order that for free.
Well, you get it sent to you for free when you turn 50.
Yeah.
Okay. And what are the symptoms that we should be looking out for, Mal?
Number one is you should check for blood in your poo. I mean, really, every time you go to the toilet, you should check. The other thing is bloating, pain in the stomach, back pain, feeling that you can't empty your bowels when you go to the toilet, or you go to the toilet a lot. Any change in bowel habits.
Yep.
If you get a loss of weight, if you have fatigue, anemia, there's lots of things that you can say put down to other things. But
there's certainly signs for a conversation with your GP at least.
It is, but also talk about it with your family because a lot of people. Yeah. Don't know that they had bowel cancer in the family, like their grandfather or their father had polyps or things like that. So that's a conversation which should be had. And the thing is, it's 98% curable if you get it early, but only 50% are caught early.
You'd be crazy.
And that's
not
the whole point with this, isn't it? It's all preventable. So if we get in there and get those checkups done ASAP, we've got a bit of a heads up.
That's it. It's like saying if you know you can get 10-year warning that you're going to have a massive car accident which is going to kill you or massively change your life. That's what this is about. It's about prevention. We have a campaign rotary called Bellscan QLD, hashtag Bellscan QLD. You can find us on Instagram and even Spotify. We have a Spotify song list.
That's right.
It's a bowel cancer kicking song list. So check it out, Bellscan QLD on Spotify.
My mind is racing at the possibilities on that playlist, man.
Pretty shitty.
Still haven't found what I'm looking for. Kill Me, The Black Hole Sun.
Sounds crappy, Banksy.
Black Hole Sun!
Very, very crappy.
I'm getting onto this playlist right now.
All right.
I encourage you to do so.
Look, really appreciate the terrifying email you sent through and really appreciate the update on how we're tracking in CQ, and we obviously have got a lot of work to do.
That's some fine work, Mel.
We want you to get behind it.
Banksy and Pinky for breakfast.
Central Queensland's
Triple M.